This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Because the Obama administration has failed to enforce the Weldon Amendment and is continuing to force some California Christians to violate their conscience regarding abortion funding, pro-life advocates have been pressing for action on the Abortion Non-Discrimination Act, or ANDA. While Harry Reid presided over the Senate, he has not allowed that to even come up for a vote. In the meantime, pro-life advocates in Congress are now directing the HHS secretary to take action regarding complaints from those California Christians. In other headlines, a pro-abortion group in North Ireland is suing to get its way on the abortion of disabled children and in cases of rape. The Welsh Legislative Assembly has rejected the efforts of assisted suicide activists trying to legalize the practice in Wales. And pro-life advocates are saying those who focus on the dangers of premature birth are nevertheless ignoring a simple statistic. Abortion raises the risk of premature birth 36%. This is Life News Radio.
After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME.
Singer and actor Carrie Underwood had interesting comments for Jimmy Fallon the other night. Even while driving her car, Underwood now says she feels she has to sing well because she understands the child growing inside her is listening. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.